Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Faith, Ford Motor Company is using a new piece of technology to test the seats in their new vehicles. It's a robotic what?
It's a robotic thing.
Yes.
That gets in the seat and makes it go up and down and
so
back and
forth. So technically, it would
such?
Be a robotic what?
So.
Why are you dragging this out, Faith? It's supposed to be part of a person.
Oh, a robotic butt?
It is, in fact, a robotic butt.
Oh. Wow.
Ford needs to make seats that last, so they've designed a robotic butt. They call it the Robutt. Why not seat 3PO? Anyway. The robot simulates 10 years of use, getting up and down from the seat 25,000 times in 3 days. Ford then measures the wear and tear in their seat, determining if they think it is, in fact, ready for this jelly.
Wait, 10 years? It's so funny to apply the phrase 10 years of use to a butt.
Yes. Sure.
How long's that butt been in action? It's about 10 years.
What ethnicity is the butt?
That's a good question. Oh, actually,
yes, what gender?
It is male. It's based on a large American male because of course.
Oh, that's very large.
That's pretty large. Yeah. It's so weird because we're supposed to use the robots for the jobs that we don't want to do. But if there's one thing we want to do, it's sit on our butts.
Yeah.
On the engineering scale, when you get hired by
Ford to design
cars, yeah, and you think, wow, I'm going to make the new Mustang, yeah, or the new this or
I'm
that.
I'm going to be carving like, cool yeah, cars
we're
out of clay.
Put you on butt cheeks.
Butt cheeks, yeah. Helen, Gwyneth Paltrow's lifestyle website Goop is often criticized for offering sketchy medical advice. This week, they're at it again, giving advice about thyroid cancer they credit to what medical authority?
Thyroid cancer? Can I have a hint?
Sure. Eat whole grains.
Ghost?
Yes, a ghost.
A vegan ghost?
Well, we don't know. Apparently, when you need to hear about living longer, go to someone who didn't. Gwyneth Paltrow is offering us advice he gets from some guy who calls himself the medical medium, and he channels a ghostly being he calls the spirit, because while he can make up nonsense about cancer, he can't come up with a cool name. The medical medium, real person, says he was first visited by this spirit when he was 4. He says the spirit told him his grandmother had cancer, that cancer is a modern invention, and that if he just waited long enough and grew up big and strong, he'd find someone gullible enough to believe him.
Cancer's a modern invention.
Yes. Among the many things that the medical medium says is that cancer only came around in the last 50 years or so, and it's because of pesticides and plastics. That's why we have cancer.
Wow.
I'm just curious, when did the medical medium graduate from Trump University?
Going to Goop for medical information anyway, don't they?
Well, whoever it is, they'll be dead soon. Faith, we tend to treat our pets like people, and one animal lover has invented a product to help your dog enjoy its morning routine even more. What is this product?
Are we talking about the morning routine in which it poops?
No, or? Not that one.
Oh.
Although, in people at least, that's supposed to facilitate that process, this product.
Something about coffee?
Yes, coffee
dog?
For your dog. Coffee for your dog.
What?
Dog
what?
Coffee. The product is called, and this is true, Roofie.
Oh, my God.
And now the inventor says, this is a real quote, I didn't Google well.
Oh, my God.
No.
It's called Roofie, coffee for dogs. It's going to be so fun to see Starbucks baristas misspell dogs' names. Latte for Philo? Is there a Philo here?
Is it decaf?
Well, yes. Well, what it is it's this strange herbal concoction with dandelion, hawthorn, chicory, carrots, burdock, and fulvic acid, whatever that is. And basically, the inventor was drinking it herself, and her dog liked it. And this is what she says, and I swear this is true. She says, well, one morning I was drinking my special coffee, Roofie, with MCT oil and coconut butter. I practiced biohacking and writing my morning affirmations.
I hate this person.
Well, yeah. Oh, we're not done yet. While I noticed that my dog, Crete, was licking my coffee, unquote.
Uh-huh.
She was like, oh, I will now market this to dogs, because the dog obviously likes it. It must be special. She did not remember, as she marketed this product, that dogs will eat their own poop.
Yes, and vomit. What is wrong with this woman?
She's despicable. She needs to start being a contributor to Goop.
I know.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.